For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez. USC and Clemson will once again face off in one of the oldest rivalry games in Southeast college football. But when and why exactly did this polarizing division begin? I sat down with professor and Clemson University historian, Dr. Jerry Reel, and Alexia Helsley, history professor at the University of South Carolina, to explore some theories.
I think the Clemson-Carolina rivalry is one of those often referred to and not necessarily thought about. It's as if the two institutions were automatically from the beginning at odds. And I see Benjamin Ryan Tillman, who was governor and later U.S. senator, and a very firebrand, charismatic demagogue from Edgefield County, South Carolina. He began a campaign to be elected governor, and to do that, he had to develop a constituency. So Tillman was a very well-to-do farmer, came from a well-to-do family, but he styled himself as the one-eyed plowboy. He talked about USC as being a seedbed of the aristocracy.
Dr. Jerry Reel.
Clemson wasn't wanted when it came into existence. It came into existence because of Mr. Clemson's will. Mr. Clemson did not declare that this should be a military school. He did not put students in uniform. That was all decisions made by the trustees, who were suddenly confronted with having 450 students running loose up here in the country. And they said, but I think the only way we can handle this is make it a military unit.
A military unit ready to fight. Professor Alexia Helsley.
In 1896, the two schools played their first football game at the old fairgrounds off Elmwood. And as a miracle, USC won. Clemson won the next four games, which brings us eventually to 1902. USC won an upset victory. And according to Dan Hollis, historian at USC, there was a transparency showing a gamecock crowing over a dejected tiger that a particular store owner had in his window.
According to Helsley, that transparency was used by Carolina students in a post-game parade in 1902 featuring both schools. Immediately after, students came to blows. Faculty intervened. The transparency was burned, and the games were canceled until 1909. But off the field, competition still continued. Dr. Jerry Reel.
Clemson was growing, and while USC had a sort of engineering program, it wasn't very much. Whereas Clemson had and has the prestige program in the state. Clemson's academic reputation began to outshadow South Carolina's. And that has been a continuum since then. And that's the origin of it. And I suspect the growth of the math program, which was very big, is probably the most important factor because it's one of the original seven liberal arts. And by 66, the school had grown up about the same time the football team had grown up.
But Helsley notes, both schools have made the entire state worthy of rooting for.
It doesn't matter what the school is. It's our state with a very long history. And a fascinating one, I think.
See more on the origins of the Carolina-Clemson rivalry on our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Columbia for South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Linda Nunez.